eyes, O Lord, save me, my God, deliver.
Welcome to The Firmly Planted Tree, a podcast dedicated to the reading of the Psalms for strength in our daily walk and to delight in the law of the Lord. I'm Joey Hawkins, and like the tree planted by the waters, may God's word establish you in righteousness.
The Lord alone deliverance sends, no other source of help have we.
Psalm 18, to the choir master. A psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who addressed the words of this song to the Lord on the day when the Lord rescued him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord. To my God I cried for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked, because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him. Thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands he rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his rules were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from guilt. So the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful you show yourself merciful, with the blameless man you show yourself blameless, with the purified you show yourself pure, and with the crooked you make yourself seem torturous. For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp, the Lord my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord, and who is rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. You gave a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and did not turn back till they were consumed. I thrust them through so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet. For you equipped me with the strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me. You made my enemies turn their backs to me, and those who hated me I destroyed. They cried for help, but there was none to save. They cried to the Lord, but he did not answer them. I beat them fine as dust before the wind. I cast them out like the mire of the streets. You delivered me from strife with the people. You made me the head of the nations. People whom I had not known served me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners came cringing to me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their fortresses. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who delivered me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me above those who rose against me. You rescued me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever. What a psalm. As many have noted, it's one that does not give up from beginning to end. It is steadfast in its praise to God. It is intense in its metaphor, both of the Lord and how he acts, as well as the righteousness and the salvation that he brought to David. This psalm is recorded also in 2 Samuel chapter 22 with a very similar introduction. And while there are some differences between the two, they are really the same story woven through. And across it's almost, or more than, I believe, 50 verses. You see a very consistent, right at 50 verses, you see the consistent theme that God saves, that God would rescue David from his enemies, that he would give him vindication so that he might stand and that his kingdom might be established firmly in the strength of the Lord. In 2 Samuel 22, it begins with the same thing. And David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And that reminds us very much of the introduction that we read in Psalm 18. I think it's an interesting note that David refers to himself as a servant of the Lord and not to the king. And he does not refer to himself as the royalty in the title, although he does so in the psalm. And at the very end, when he recognizes that God establishes his kingdom and his promises would stand true, and that promise would carry ultimately to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. But really, this is drawn in 2 Samuel to the very end of David's life. Literally, if you go to chapter 23, you read the last words of David, the recounting of David and his mighty men, and ultimately the end of David's reign. And so there's some of these sort of addendums, if you will, to the end of 2 Samuel. Because again, we can understand this as coming near the end of his life or coming even near the end of the defeat of Saul and the end of Saul's reign. But as Spurgeon says, it really is a grateful retrospect, this entire psalm. Not going to be able to spend much time on it today, maybe thankfully, but I'm drawn certainly into the imagery of this psalm, the imagery of the destruction, the image and the wrath ultimately of God coming from heaven, how he comes down on the wings of the wind in darkness with coals of fire and hailstones with the thick dark clouds, and his voice thunders. But as you notice in verse 16, it says, he sent from on high, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. One of the things that's interesting when you look at scripture is understanding the place of the sea or the imagery you see from deep and dark water. And I don't know if it's biblical or even if it would be something God has just simply woven into creation, but I know in my own dreams, many times I'll in my dreams through the years encounter bodies of water that are still but dark and foreboding. Carry with it this sense of sort of a doom, and God rescues us from any sort of impending peril or any sort of destruction that can come from the chaos and the unknown represented by evil and by Satan and his forces. God keeps us safe. I love the language of the psalm as well, and highlighted in my Psalter is verse 29, for by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. God is the one who gives David his strength. He gave David his strength. And one of the things that we recognize is God gives strength to, and as much as he gives in the New Testament, especially in Acts, where we read that he gives the rain to the just and to the unjust, he gives strength to the unjust and to the just. But true strength is ultimately realized when it is recognized as being a gift from God in his service and for his purposes. And yes, sometimes his purposes are for exaltation over the enemies of God. against those who would work unrighteousness and would work evil. And so, yes, I pray for strength for you, for myself, that we may stand firm against an entire troop, against a company of people who would oppose us. And that with God's strength, we can overcome adversity and obstacles that we would not be able to face alone. Verse 46, the Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation. There's a song I would sing growing up in the Church of Christ that is from these verses that bring us to this understanding that God is the one who ultimately is the one who brings salvation. As it says in verse 47, he is the one who brings vengeance. And ultimately in verse 49, for this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. In Romans chapter 15, near the end of the book, Paul reminds us that this is speaking ultimately of Christ, the hope for both the Jew and the Gentile, when he says in verse 8 of chapter 15, for I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. Ultimately, we recognize the fulfillment of this psalm in Jesus Christ, as many of the psalms that we see, that he has bought our victory and bought our salvation by his blood, by his death on the cross, and ultimately his vindication with the resurrection and the ascension, seating at the right hand of the Father. And so now we stand in the same way, and I hope for you that when you look back on your life, maybe now is not the time for the retrospect. But when you look back, you may see the ways God acted and the way that he moved and the way that in his perfect providence and sovereignty, the way he functioned and accomplished what needed to be accomplished in your life. I know there's many times I can look back and see the things that were closing around me. In some ways right now, I felt like that dream is coming back again, that there's this sense of unknown. But God always works. And he always gives strength so that we might accomplish his purposes. I pray you have a blessed week. Again, thank you so much for joining us with this podcast. I would encourage you again, I'd appreciate actually if you would share any of these posts that you see. We have our Facebook page as well as being posted on Twitter, shared from the Majesty's Men. And so I'd love for you to just get the word out and continue to build this. And so have a blessed week and may you prosper like the tree planted by streams of water. Thank you for listening. Find us online under the Firmly Planted Tree, where we can further continue our discussion. And please consider sharing this podcast and leaving a review. And may the word of Christ dwell in you richly. A joyful noise to make. Oh, come with thanks his presence to. With joyful song.